You want me to lead or you want to go?
Oh,
What you
my iPad.
Well, you're in front of the computer and the mixer today, so you're in charge. So you
Yes.
kick it off.
We're here. Whee!
Where are we?
We're in the basement.
Studio.
Sorry, we're in the studio.
Basement.
And we're here with wrinkled sheets.
Yeah, wrinkled sheets, because we're doing it today, Sunday night, because I'm going to be going out of town tomorrow to go to Vegas.
Sad face. Again.
And I will be in beautiful Las Vegas at the Planet Hollywood Hotel, Sin City Comedy Club. But today, let's go ahead and talk about what happened today, because it was a first.
Today. Yeah, Butterfly was really sick.
Well, that was important too, but no,
But she's better now, I
she's all
think.
better. She had a rumbly in the tumbly, and I think a little bit of a baby aspirin and a dab of
Mineral
mineral oil,
oil.
and she's.
Just a dab.
She fired the doggy cannon, and I think she's feeling better.
She is doing better.
But no, the first was today.
We
We
went to
took.
Pine, Colorado. I'd never been to Pine, Colorado.
You're talking all around this, aren't you?
I know.
We went to Pine, Colorado. Beautiful Pine, Colorado. A little tiny town with a great hamburger place. But reason we went there was because we went to fire guns.
We went to shoot guns. Can you say shoot guns?
Shoot guns.
Is that inappropriate?
No.
Okay.
You're trying to be PC or something? Are you afraid you're going to
No,
offend
because I felt
somebody?
like I was shooting guns.
Wasn't it
But
great?
you're like, fire
Okay,
guns. I
you
didn't
give.
know.
Since this was your first time, I've been to this firing range a couple of times now.
Yes.
Tell me, you take over. Let's start on how did you feel when I said, let's go shooting? You seemed
I
a
was
little apprehensive.
excited.
Were
I was
you?
excited. I had gone to a range once before in my life, a long, long time ago, and I was like
A long,
19,
long time
19,
ago.
20 years old, and for a first date, a guy took me to a shooting range, which is kind of like ballsy because I'd never shot before, and I was like, what are we doing? But I don't remember any of that, and I don't think I shot very much. So I was excited, but I was a little bit nervous, especially when Chris came into the kitchen and he's like, "Hey, gun safety, let's go over it."
Chris Mahoney is our gun buddy, and he
He
was going to. As
is.
soon as you, he was like, gun safety!
Which it made me nervous, but then it also like made me calm down a little bit because I'm like, at least he's taking it like serious. Because I didn't grow up around guns. They make me nervous. Because of the knowledge that I don't possess. Because you guys all grew up around guns.
Right, I've been shooting forever.
And I know Ashley, your daughter-in-law doesn't shoot guns
No.
because she chooses not to. And yet she grew up around it, so she understands it.
Right, because her dad shoots all the time.
Right. And I didn't want to ask her about that because I didn't want to hear it, really, I think, probably. It's probably political, isn't it?
Probably, yeah.
And that's ridiculous.
Okay, so Janet today fired my Springfield
A handgun.
XD handgun, 40 caliber.
And I ended up hitting the target.
Yeah,
After like
about the third clip.
how many bullets?
Probably about, let's see, 30,
30
about
bullets.
30. You finally got. Well,
I think.
you were hitting the target, the paper part of it, and the box and everything,
Right.
but you weren't actually getting the target.
Right.
But you finally, when we got you like a little settled down, and you would change your on your own, you'd change your stance, and you like
I
got a
was
little
trying to get
lean forward,
comfortable and
boom, and you're like, yay, I got it.
it was a lot of fun. I'm kind of a control freak. I know you're shocked. And that whole we where we go is not a controlled like gun range.
No, not at
It's
all.
just out in the middle of BFE.
Right.
And
And
there's
for those
just
that don't know what BFE is, Google bitches.
Yeah. It's And there's a bunch of other people that you don't know out there shooting too, and you all have to rely on each other to be like, ceasefire when you're gonna go do the stuff or
But did you notice how
drive through.
everybody kind of
Yeah,
goes
but
along and
what if you have a crazy dude out there, a loose cannon one day that's been drinking or something, you know? I just, yikes. I will go back, but I definitely
But
wouldn't
as you
go after
see, and most
12.
people don't understand, gun people
Are very respectful of other gun
aren't
people.
they? They were very much so, and hold up and do this
As long
and
as you're smart. Like, I think there was one guy that accidentally, like, fired toward the
down the
ground.
ground, yeah.
And, like,
Yeah,
everyone
and everyone
turned on him.
flipped on him. Dude!
Someone could
Keep doing
die.
it, kill! Pay attention to what you're
Right.
doing!
I definitely made sure my health insurance card was in the car.
But everybody's in a certain... Everybody knows the gun, you right. know, safety and the
there's
law.
Respect
there's respect and there's that line. He's the guy that actually, you know, fired the dirt into the dirt was behind the line, behind, you know.
Right.
It was still in a... That's safe some, zone. It was safe zone, you know.
And I think he was very embarrassed because he didn't get out of his car. Yikes. But it was a lot of fun, and you bought me some pink headphones. Headphones.
Yeah.
What are they called?
They are called noise cancellation headphones.
There we go. And they're only $10 at Walmart.
I know. And crazy. They're hot pink.
I know. We pull up and I'm like, holy cow, that's loud. All these weapons that are being fired.
You didn't even get out of the car. You went, hand me my headphones.
Yeah, I did not want to. That was loud. They had some loud shotguns up there.
Well, they were doing everything. As you saw, they were shooting the AR-15s.
I don't know what those are.
Those are the semi-automatic weapons they're trying to ban. That's what those guys are shooting. And that kid had a .22, like a kid's version.
Which I want a pink .22.
Because we were driving back, you were like, I think I want one now. Yes. I think. And then I said to you, and I think a lot of people, that people that don't know guns, don't understand guns, right. have never been around guns.
And I can accept the fact that the reason that I'm scared is because I don't understand, I haven't been around it. I know that. I'm not dumb. I'm not going to be like, oh, they're bad, they kill people just because I don't understand it.
But that's but now you understand what people are, the gun people, the people that live in the city that have never been around one, don't understand it, what do you need one for? You know, I would never shoot. Yeah, you would. Those people, that got, if they got out in that range mm-hmm. and they fired one of those, they'd be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's nice. I got some sun, though.
You did get
frickin' Colorado.
No. So, what about blowing up the watermelon? You did not want to shoot the shotgun.
No, I wasn't. I was not. I sat there, and I held the shotgun, and I was contemplating, but I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready for that power.
Well, they can find these pictures and some video of this stuff on
Facebook.
On Facebook. Facebook.
I'll put it on the Wrinkled Sheets Facebook.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I haven't done that yet. Oops. But, yes. Wasn't ready for the shotgun, but you obliterated. Is that the word?
Obliterated.
Obliterated two watermelons.
It was there.
And then it was gone.
And then it was gone.
I was like, what?
We were shooting 12-gauge slugs, which means that was just a giant piece of lead. That was one giant bullet about that big around. They can't see it, but you can.
Yeah. So what do you normally fire from a shotgun?
Shotting pellets. Like little
that
pellets
explode.
They spread out.
Oh.
That's why you use shotguns for like bird hunting and stuff. So that you can just little tiny BBs.
But we went to Walmart and all the ammo was gone. What's up with that?
Gone.
We
went to Walmart to grab some watermelon, Target, and targets and some ear things for you. And we said, well, let's pick up a little extra shotgun shells, just regular shotgun shells, mm-hmm. like hunting. Out. Walmart was out.
Why is that? It's not hunting season.
No, people are stocking up on ammo because they know the ban's coming. There's a rule of guns in Colorado is July 1st. I think it's.
Oh.
I don't. It might even be a countrywide ruling, but there's a whole. I'm sorry. It is just Colorado. It's the clip. The size of the clip is going to change here in Colorado.
Will your clip be okay?
Yeah, mine's okay because it's 16.
Mm.
So. So it's, things are changing.
Saturday
people are stocking up. And
I was going to grocery shop at Walmart, and I saw a guy with two big boxes of ammo. And you had told me they were out of ammo, and I was like, I wonder how he got it. But then when we went today, their shipment was Friday and Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Came in. So probably last night, he grabbed the first and got a case of it.
Right.
And that's why it's disappearing.
Right.
They're just buying. People are stocking up.
Spent $90. His total was $90. Because he had that and then a pack of gum. Him and his wife, they look like safe, happy people.
Well, what do you think about all the kind of the gun stuff? Did you hear about the kid the other day that got in trouble at school for taking the cat pistol that he got on vacation? Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
This kid got a cat pistol. He took it to school. Mm-hmm. It's a gun that has just a cap gun with a little orange tip on the end of it. Well, they took him in. They questioned him for 2 hours till he peed in his pants. And then they called his parents. And now he's suspended for 10 days for having a toy. A total toy. Not like it was a gun by accident, on purpose, anything. This whole just zero tolerance. It's like people are just trying to force kids to believe that guns are horrible. They're trying to.
I think that the ignorance is pushing people to be crazy because of the few that have been very bad and done very bad things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's taking that ignorance that they don't understand guns, making it completely like blow up and just turning it into ridiculousness. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, you know, growing up in Ozark, Missouri, people went hunting, people had guns, you know. But I think probably things have changed a lot now, even in small town Missouri, where, you know, there's people that hunt. But then you go to the bigger cities where there's not as many hunters, and just the ridiculousness has got to be even...
Well, for the big cities, they only think of guns as crime.
Typically what they are.
Right. And out here, guns are hunting, fishing, protection game, from the wolves, you know, the farmers use it for rats and stuff in the barns. And there's all kind of uses that city people who try to make the laws don't understand.
Right. It's the city people versus the country folk.
But there's more and more city people. That's what everybody's... I don't understand what people totally want to live... I enjoy the city. I like going to the city.
It's convenient.
But you go to places like New York City, and you see all this massive humanity just living on top of each other. And then you drive out, like, you know, here in Colorado, and you go, we've just been 15, 20 miles, and there's nothing, nobody.
Right.
Why wouldn't you want to live? You know what I mean? There's so much open space. Why do people want to jam all in one spot?
It doesn't make sense.
Because I enjoy living like we are, like 12 miles, I think we're 12, 14 miles out of the city.
Right.
It's nice to just drive. We go into the city.
It is.
And now we're leaving it.
But when we were down, we went for the Heart Walk on Saturday morning. When we were walking, it was like, oh, that'd be nice to kind of live down here where you could just walk. So I think we both see the pros and the cons to both.
True. That is true. When we were, okay, the Heart Walk. Go ahead and give a...
We went to the Denver 2013 Heart Walk. My friend Ashley, who is on Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine with me, she has a heart condition, and so this was really near and dear to her. And so every year she does this, and last year I kind of avoided it because it's early morning Saturday. And
you bitched the entire time.
I did not.
No, just about getting up.
Oh,
getting
yes.
Up. This is Saturday. What are we doing? Why did we sign up? I can't even sleep in. I get up 4 o'clock every morning to go to work. Weekend's supposed to be for sleeping in.
Right. And then we had to get up early today for shooting.
And you were like, why we got to get up early for shooting? Why got to live?
I know. I like my sleep. So we ended up downtown Denver, and there were a lot of people down there. And I wore my pink. And I thought, you know, when you go to stuff like that, you got to make it fun. Because I know a lot of people die from heart issues.
You were dressed
stroke.
Like somebody going to Comic-Con. You had...
What was I dressed as?
You were dressed as the pink fairy. I don't know, but you had on pink shoes, pink tights, pink sweatshirt, pink gloves, pink sunglasses, pink extensions in your hair.
Do you hate pink,
No, I
Janet?
Love pink.
Do you hate
no,
pink,
No, that's
Janet?
Why I got you the pink soundproof sound-canceling headphones.
I don't want to be obnoxious to you or embarrass you, but I think when, like, the Heart Walk or the Breast Cancer Awareness Walk, I think that, you know, I know that so many people have died from both of those things, from heart disease, from stroke, from breast cancer and all that, that, you know, you're raising money and it should be a celebration because you're raising money and I don't know.
Well, you were being congratulated on your costume.
I know. People are like, oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. So maybe next year.
But didn't you notice how we looked around? And went, oh, look at this person.
I know.
Oh, look at and the ones that were dressed up.
Stood
we were
out.
All like, oh, look at them. And I think more if more people did that, it would add more fun to the walk.
Mm-hmm.
Instead
more
of just,
energy.
More energy. More, hey, let's dress up. Let's
Forget the t-shirts.
Yeah. It's
everyone on your team dress up as like Fred Flintstone.
Yeah. Pick a theme and go with that.
Yes.
Because I was a little, remember I was teasing y'all, like, where's your t-shirt? Where's your t-shirt? Because everybody had the, you know, First Bank t-shirt or DirecTV team.
Right. It was a lot of fun. And our team, I think, raised $325.
That's not a lot, but it's money.
Our team is not very big.
No, I think there was four or five of us, wasn't there?
Yes. And all the money came from Ashley and who she knew, and then I paid $25.
Yay!
Whee!
Yeah, but aren't you supposed to sign up people for those? Like, like go get sponsors or something like that, like real sponsors.
Like, I think when we were waiting for us to finally be able to start walking, there was a lady in front of us. It was like we had a bake sale and we had people bring in their stuff from home that they weren't using, their stuff with price tags, and they sold it and they made like $1,300 in a day.
Okay, that's too much work.
I know, that's what I was thinking. Work. I was like, you know what?
It was a lot of work getting up and getting there. How about that?
I know, it's so bad.
We showed our support. And what was that thing about the big giant pile of shoes? The big mountain of shoes.
That was showing how many people couldn't walk in the walk because they had had a heart attack or a stroke.
Oh, that's what that was symbolizing.
Yeah.
Because I saw there was a giant pile of shoes and it said something about look for us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram.
Yep. It was a lot of fun, though. Thanks for going with me. I know you didn't have to. I kind of made you.
You did.
You didn't have to. You could have been like, no, and I would have been like, okay, I get it.
I loved that everybody took their dogs, and the dogs started giving out. That one dog slayed down.
That was awesome.
It didn't look like it was that tired, even. It just went.
This is not normal.
Right here. I'm stopping right here.
I almost brought Butterfly, knowing full well that I would have to carry her most of the way. But
yeah, 3.5-pound toy poodle, you're going to try to make walk beside you? You're going to carry the...
She would have gotten stepped on.
I like the dog that pooped.
I know.
And then they made the block. They blocked traffic.
That was awesome. And you said that you would do that if that was me.
If it was you, I would...
poop in the middle of the street, you would block traffic.
I would have put my arms out like that and made traffic go around...
Did she just fart?
Yes, the dog just farted. Oh, my God.
You guys should have seen his face.
Oh.
Are you...
I think...
Are you going to be okay?
Yeah. Oh, I think her...
mineral oil's kicking in?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, she did.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, back to what we were talking. Oh, they were talking about the dog. That was perfect timing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The dog pooped on the... Oh, now the...
What did we do on Friday night?
What did we do?
Don't do that.
What did we do?
We didn't do anything. We stayed here. And we watched that weird-ass movie with Matthew McConaughey. I know.
Oh, that's right. We watched...
The Paperboy.
The Paperboy.
Don't watch
Matthew McConaughey, Zac Efron, and Nicole Kidman.
Zero hot... What are we rating our movies on here now?
You were given pillows or sheets or something, weren't you?
Oh, yeah. What'd you decide? Zero pillowcases.
Really? You hated it that bad?
Out of five, yeah. It was disgusting.
I would have to give it about a 2.5
Wow.
Or a 3.
You're generous.
Yeah, just because it was weird. And that's
agree that it showed Nicole Kidman has some diverse acting ability.
Uh-huh.
We've all always known that Matthew McConaughey does.
Uh-huh.
And then that John Cusack, I don't know if I could ever watch him on a movie.
He played But wasn't he good at it? I mean, that's why you don't like him, because he was that good in the role and creepy in the role.
Creepy.
And the same thing with Matthew McConaughey. We won't say what happened because it'll give away. But weren't you? Didn't it like shock you and surprise you?
Yeah, I wanted to.
But I think that was the part of the point of the whole movie was it had a shock value to the entire like. How
so
do
if you're
people
like
live
me,
like this?
Don't go watch The Paperboy. If you're like Steve, go watch The Paperboy.
Well, you know how movies on Netflix. Has a, if you like this, you'll like it. It has suggestions across the bottom.
Was it because of Sons of Anarchy?
No. I was just going to say, what would be your kind of, like, if you like this, what kind of movies would you say run your theme of? If you like Janet, you'll like these movies.
Let's see, Legally Blonde, Cruel Intentions, Almost Famous, Jeepers Creepers, Bride Wars.
Jeepers Creepers is creepy.
Yeah, but it wasn't realistic creepy. No, it was more real than Jeepers Creepers, too. I like, let's see, Varsity Blues, 27 Dresses, you know, those kind.
We got the theme going.
He's Just
there.
Not That Into You. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite movies of all time is that one. When I was single, I would watch that over and over just to remind me of how horrible dating was.
And when you were looking at my Netflix the other day when I had clicked on my queue for things that I might want to see.
Yes.
And there was one called Legally Blondes. And you were like, is that porn?
No,
are you getting...
I said, is that for when you need spank time? It doesn't have to be porn.
spank time.
You travel a lot.
I know, but...
Spank time it probably
was,
happens.
But that isn't the kind of movie it was at all. After
no, it wasn't porn, and I didn't think it was porn. I knew it was like a spinoff of my Legally Blonde movies.
Yeah, but it was about two British...
Right.
It was kind of a British...
That's why I thought it would be spank time material, because it's British blondes with boobs. You're three Bs.
British blondes and boobs.
Yeah. So you can admit it. It was a spank movie.
No, it wasn't. It yes, might be it now. But it was it wasn't at the time.
Yay.
What movie do you want to see? What did we go see something that we should review on here?
Francis Ha was the last one.
That was
one
the last one we saw, yeah.
I don't know. There aren't any movies where I'm like, I want to go see it. I could go see Hangover, but I'm going to wait until it's not $20.
Hangover 3 does not appeal to me.
Yeah.
I wanted to see Star Trek, but I'm not like in a hurry, rush out and see it. I wanted to see, Fast and Furious, but not really. So there's nothing like, I want to see.
I figured, because I know when you want to see something, I get drugged to a movie theater.
Oh, we did go. Where did we go? I took you to something, didn't we?
No.
Yes.
What?
Are you sure? We didn't go to a theater.
We went and saw Mud.
Uh-huh.
We paid for that. And that was the last movie we saw because we were like, holy cow, this is expensive.
Oh, I guess Francis Ha was the last
movie we went and saw Francis
okay,
Ha.
All right. I was thinking
of screening
we went to a theater.
Yes.
And that was what it was. I've been out of town.
You have. And you're going out again.
Yeah. Well, I'm lucky because I got our screener sheets of the movies that we would be able to see.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing that we're going to miss while I'm gone.
Oh, good. Good, yeah. Hollywood's not really... I do still want to see The Great Gatsby, but it'll probably be a Redbox Netflix movie.
Mm-hmm.
I want to really be motivated to see a movie to pay... $12.50?
Yeah. That's almost too much.
I know people have been saying that my whole life. Movies just keep getting more and more expensive. Oh my God, I'm never getting... It's true.
But they
I am
are.
That person now.
What happened to... Let's show our age. What happened to $2.50 at the movie?
They still... I'm probably speaking, and it's not like this, but when I was back in Springfield, there was a movie where they... It was like the Elvis theaters here, where it was a little older movies, and you paid $1.25.
Mm-hmm.
I bet that's probably gone up to like $4 now.
I think the one over here is $2, $2.50, something like that.
Right.
For the...
Which is cool. Like, we should probably pay attention to that.
But they still get you on the...
Popcorn.
Because... All
That's
the concession-
why you sneak it in. Actually, because I'm not a popcorn fan, I sneak in my edamame.
Should something be like still called a concession if it's like $8, $9? You know what I mean?
What
it used to be just going over.
Of concession?
I don't know, but it used to run to the concession stand. You got a box of Milky Ways for like $1 or something.
Oh.
You know what I mean? That was running to get the snack bar. You mm-hmm. know, running get to go to the snack bar. And now you're like, you know, it's like a $6 box of, you know. What are they, bonbons or Twizzlers or whatever?
Yeah. I think Twizzlers are like $6.25.
Dang.
And I went to Walmart, and even at Walmart, candy's going up because I have a candy problem. But
you do have a candy problem.
Twizzlers were like $3.
If you could tie off, you would inject candy in your arm.
No, I do have. I just bought those root beer candies that
the
are
old
shaped
style.
Like... Yes.
The shape like the barrel.
Love them.
And where'd
I
you find them?
Walmart. And I bought spearmint. It was less than $1 for a bag of those. I bought spearmint candies.
I'm starting to understand and forgive people that sneak stuff into the theater. I used to like.
You used to judge them?
Oh, I did. I did. Because it was like, you know.
I used to be scared of getting caught.
Yeah, but that was the rules. I mean, that was people following the rules. You don't bring. There was no outside food or drink. That
Do
was
they
the
still
rule.
Say that?
I don't know.
I haven't noticed it as much.
I haven't either. But
I think they know.
But
it's
like,
happening.
Like we saw people the other day with Subway sandwiches in the theater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And another thing that I've heard about people doing is sneaking alcohol in. Like they'll order a Sprite and throw in some vodka. I don't know who would do that.
Alcoholics?
I did that once. Hey!
Oh, did I... Do you have that problem too,
no.
other than the candy?
Oh my Lord. No, it was a Friday after work. You're like, let's go to date night. And I was like, is it okay if I bring some vodka to put in my Sprite? Because it'd been a long week at work. And I just had two little vodka things and threw them into a big Sprite thing. And that was it. That's all I needed.
But it made the movie better.
Yeah, because I think it was one of those movies that I was like, eh. And then they made my steak bad wherever we went after that.
Oh, what movie did we...
I don't even know. No, it was Mud.
It was Mud.
I liked Mud.
We went to see that.
I was just
And
tired.
Then we went to Cheddar's, and we like Cheddar's.
I love Cheddar's.
If you have Cheddar's in your area, they're really good.
I'm weird about my steaks. Have we talked about this?
No, we have not that I remember talking.
I think you talked about it on your other show.
Yeah. But I don't remember talking about it with you. I remember bitching about people that won't get their food fixed because you refused to get your steak done.
No, I did.
No, but then
it wasn't right.
It came back again, and it wasn't right. And they came to you. They said, "Is it okay? We'll do it again." And you're like, "No, it's fine." And you're then they leave the table. God.
You had a look on your face like I was annoying.
No, I was annoyed that you were like, "They're right there. Tell the guy it's not right."
And so I just ate it in like a minute and a half so that I didn't have to taste it. Got the sustenance. Didn't enjoy it. I just got to learn to make my own steaks at home.
Because you cooked the steak here the other day, mm-hmm. and...
It was perfect.
It was perfect, but it was bloody. You basically threw it on, turned it over, took it off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm probably going to die one day from doing that. Food poisoning or something.
Can you get that kind of E. coli from steaks?
I know they do it in hamburger.
It's hamburger meat they worry about, but...
I don't know.
The whole processing thing, it seems weird now.
We try and...
I don't remember anybody... Sorry, I burped. I don't remember anybody when I was a kid ever hearing about E. coli. And steak tartare, raw, was one of the popular dishes. And now places say they won't even serve. You see, that's basically what I want. Yeah, you just want some raw meat.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember as a kid ever hearing. I wonder if just the whole process of butchering has become.
Well, I think whatever additives they're giving to the animals, maybe.
I think it's sloppy butchering because the E. coli is spread. And I think when they butcher, they pop open something and it gets all over. You know, it's not the guy, it's not Sam the Butcher doing the, "Let me slice your meat for us."
Alice!
Remember Sam the Butcher?
Yes, of course I do.
They had a love affair, Sam and Alice.
They had a flirt affair.
Yeah, didn't he like slip her like the meat?
What? No!
Didn't he?
No!
Oh, didn't she? I thought he did. I thought she'd come down and he'd be like, you know... Take a little extra, you know.
Yeah, but he didn't slip her the meat. I thought you were trying to be dirty.
No.
You totally slipped.
That would have been slip her the sausage. I'm talking about just...
Oh.
Remember he had to wrap up a little extra?
Yeah.
Dude, it's for you, Al.
Yeah, they flirted a lot. A lot. I liked that show.
Did you?
You know what I heard recently? One of the meats that is being bad... And getting people
bad meat.
They're getting people sick. Is ground turkey.
What's in the turkey? Same thing.
Yeah, like people aren't cooking it enough, and
so they're butchering it, and mm-hmm. E. coli is getting.
And that's
into the
one
turkey.
Of our new favorite meats, because like before I became an adult, all I lived on was ground burgers,
mm-hmm.
steaks.
Mm-hmm.
We butchered cows. That's what we lived on. And then I discovered chicken, and then I discovered that I don't like white meat, so I discovered thighs and kind of changed that up. And then I think it was around the time we started dating, I was like, what is this ground turkey? What?
It's delicious, like, and you use it just like hamburger.
Hamburger. Remember when the first time I tried to make spaghetti, and I was like, I can't do this. I can't eat this. This isn't the same. Oh, my God. I still have a problem with my spaghetti. Like, it has to be hamburger when it's spaghetti.
Well, you don't make it right anyway, but
suck it.
Wow.
How don't I make it right?
You don't add any spice to it at all. You don't use any Italian sausage.
I use ragu and hamburger meat.
So I
with
end up
garlic all, and
so I end up like eating it because I love your cooking. I'm not bitching.
Yeah, you are.
But I add a little hot sauce and pepper.
You know,
and,
before. When we first started dating, we rarely ate at home.
Mm-hmm.
And I taught you that eating at home is much, you know, cheaper, smarter. You get to spend more time together because, you know.
All of that stuff.
Yeah. And now you're complaining about my cooking. When before, almost 3 years ago, you were like, she cooks. I love it. Oh, my gosh.
Times
now you're
change.
Like. You...
Times change.
Hmm.
No, what if I love your cooking.
Liar.
I just like the other night when we went out to have tapas.
I love tapas.
And then we went to this place called Indulge. Which is very good. And if you haven't had tapas, there it means small plate. It's just it means it.
Yeah, it's like.
It's like it's sharing a small plate.
Appetizers, I guess.
Kind of appetizers, but it's meant to share, and they're kind of upscale. Tapas a lot of times are like ahi tuna with a twist of this and whatever, served on a pita, blah blah blah.
Right, and you like get several and you share, and so you don't get stuck with like just eating ahi tuna.
But what is the first things we got when we posted a picture? You don't seem like a tapas guy.
I think people are stupid when they say that.
I'm not a tapas guy.
You're not.
Does that mean I'm not... What does that mean? That I don't know upscale? That like, I'm not... I should just be eating hot dogs or...
Hot dogs and shooting your gun and walk around barefoot in your wife beater.
Like what I'm doing right now.
No, you're not. You have a shirt on. You just don't have pants on.
I have no pants on. We're...
It's Sunday afternoon. Oops, we might get in trouble.
It's No Pants Sunday! Sunday! See Top Pantsless Comics!
Is that inappropriate? Should I not have shared that?
Oh, I don't know. You've already talked about spank movies and...
Oops.
You took this show to a whole different level today.
What happens
when you're over there in front of the computer?
What was I saying? I was talking to your son, and I was like, oh, that's so gay. And Ashley's like, I wouldn't expect you to say something like that. I'm like...
But you don't mean it in a bad way. You mean it like, that's so lame.
Yeah.
But is that being derogatory when you say...
No, because I'm not calling it, a homosexual.
You should be like, that's so gay, but I'm supportive.
Yeah, that's okay, but there's nothing wrong with that. I don't know. Okay, so I don't throw out the F-bomb or, curse on a regular basis.
Holy muffins!
Holy muffins, son of a banana. I think I've gotten used to you and your antics. When we first started doing this show, there was a lot more shocking
If
things.
I dropped the F-bomb, I'm you're like, oh, son of a banana. Would just stop talking.
I know.
I would be like, who are these people? Just fuck them, and you'd be like... And I'd be like, you got to keep talking. It's a podcast.
Right. I was scared of what people would think that listened.
That you were involved with? No. The people that listen and like, everybody talks like that or makes the mistake or drops one.
Or if they don't talk like that, they're not offended by that. Like, that's how I am.
Right.
I don't get offended by it, but I choose not to. Because if I get in that habit.
And I'm only semi-offended, which is weird because...
You get offended?
Yeah. I'm offended by it a lot in public. If it's in public.
Yeah, like if around kids and stuff?
And stuff like that. Or just to say it just to shock.
Right.
Just to totally, like, if I was to sit here and go, so let's tell everybody about you going out and shooting that goddamn fucking gun. Was that not the best fucking thing you've ever done in your goddamn life? You know what I mean? Do you see what I'm saying?
Definitely know those people.
Do you have a couple? You work with a couple, don't you? Ah! Teasing.
No,
I'm teasing.
No, no,
I'm teasing.
No.
But you know the people. We've been around people that...
Yes.
Well, where are we? Looked at the...
We're at 33.
We are?
Yeah.
Damn, that zoomed by.
I know. When you're not sitting here in front of the timer, it zooms by, doesn't it?
It does.
So you're going to Vegas again, and then you're back.
And then I'm back.
For a few days. And then you're going personal trip.
Down to Houston to go see my parents.
Your family. And then you're back for a couple days.
Yeah, then I'm back
for
like
4 days.
And I'm in Tucson the 23rd and June 23rd and 4th.
Mm-hmm. Another weekend you're gone. I don't know.
Yeah. And then back here for a week.
Yes.
So, that's what
happened. We're going to rock out at least a podcast a week. That's my goal. Like, we've gotten
one
this
week
taken care of right now.
Mm-hmm. And I'll be back in time to do one.
Yes, you just have to drag my booty down here because, like, I'll be upstairs cuddling with you on the couch, watching Big Bang Theory. I got my boyfriend, got my Sheldon. I'm good. I don't want to get off my butt and talk.
You want to do a podcast? No.
Sheldon.
Bazinga!
I love him.
Well, I know the feeling because, I'm back trying to do mine in the basement again.
And it's hard.
Emasculate. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to have to force myself. Well, I've got to decide. I have to decide whether I'm going to do mine on a... daily basis.
You can't.
Weekly basis.
You can't do it on a daily
basis.
I don't think
I could do it on
the
a
daily. The lawn needs to be mowed.
Uh-huh.
The laundry needs to be folded. And I can't do it all on my own. One, I don't know how to use a lawnmower. Do you see this weed growing in our basement window?
Yeah.
How do you get it down there?
I don't know.
There's a ladder. There's a ladder.
Yeah, that's one of those windows for escaping.
Oh, that's handy.
That's one of those, they call them egress windows where you...
Isn't that good? Like, that one doesn't have a ladder.
No.
And there's no weed.
No.
God wants us in that window. I don't know. But anyway, there's weeds that need to be... You can't do it on a daily basis.
All right.
But last week, you didn't... We did one, Remasculate. Mm-hmm. And didn't you feel much more productive?
I did. And I'm definitely going to try to do one while I'm in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to...
Crazy J?
Crazy J. I'll probably do his, and I may get him to do mine. I was also talking to my pal, Benny Paul, from Pantera.
Is Hell he going to be there?
He lives in Vegas, so I'm...
Why did I think he lived in Texas?
He has a home in Dallas and a home in Vegas. He's a rock star. So, yeah, he's going to be in Vegas the week I'm there. So I said I may have him come down to do a podcast. He would. Sure, brother. Huh?
You'll just have to buy him some Crown Royal, right?
Right. That's it. All right. Well, we got to go. I got to pack and get ready for Vegas.
Right.
And she's got to go be like,
I don't want you to go. I love you.
So wrap it up.
All right. Thanks for listening. We'll be back. How do you wrap up?
You do this all the time with me.
I watch you do
Don't you
We're
do
on
it.
Facebook, facebook.com/wrinkledsheets. We're on Twitter, wrinkledsheets1.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got Steve McGrew and then PinkBarb27.
At the at.
Yeah.
On Twitter. And then the Facebook is Janet Blair or Steve.
No, I'm PinkBarb27 on Facebook.
Oh, are you on Facebook
Yeah,
too?
facebook.com/PinkBarb27.
Wow, I did not even know that. Because I just type in Janet and you pop up.
Because I am your girlfriend.
Aww. All right.
And we'll post pictures from shooting and stuff.
We will. Support our pals, Perky Jerky, Pop Chips.
Yep, yep.
And our new friends, Hangover Joe, which...
I didn't get drunk this weekend, so I couldn't try
it. No, but our pal Chris.
Yes?
Mahoney.
Uh-huh.
He was talking about yesterday, how yesterday was a lost day because they were up till 4 partying. So yesterday was sort of a... I go, you need our new sponsor, Hangover Joe's.
And he's like, okay.
Yeah. All right. We'll see you next time on...
Wrinkled Sheets.